Federal Aviation Administration presented proposed drone regulations today that would require every new drone owner to register with the federal government. The recommendations focus on registering drone owners, not each individual drone. These are still simply recommendations, not laws or even set rules yet. The proposal was drafted by the FAA's task force, which includes the FAA's drone chief, the head of Google's drone project, and 24 other drone aeronautics and aviation experts. The guidelines would apply to drones weighing up to 55 pounds, and registration would be easy and free. Amazon's personal living room assistant, the Echo, just got smarter. Kevin Toefel over at ZDNet reports that the Echo now has advanced trigger commands with if this, then that, otherwise known as IFTTT, otherwise known as controlling all the things. You can now use IFTTT to create recipes to connect to apps, data, or actions. So you can do things like use your voice to trigger Echo to find your phone, unsilence your phone, lock your front door, text your wife to tell her you love her. I highly recommend that one, and much more. In other voice control devices news, Google created a prototype of a product that would work like the famous communicator badge on Star Trek. In an interview with Time, Google's senior vice president of search, Amit Singhal, says Google tested a lapel pin designed to use a microphone to listen to your voice and send commands to other devices via Bluetooth. Sadly, the prototype never became a real product. Or did it? Communications tool Slack went down for several hours today, and if you don't have any idea what I'm talking about, then you clearly do not know how to communicate solely using kitten GIFs. Slack is an instant messaging program favored by startups and millennials with a plan for world domination and no patience for email. The service disruption cleared up a little after 2 p.m. Pacific time, but not before literally hundreds of people went bonkers on Twitter at the idea of having to talk with their coworkers using words. Now, full disclosure, Slack is a sponsor of the Twit Network, not on this show, but on other shows.